We've got two ladies with us in the studio. We don't often have many people in because, well, we don't like them really, you know, but we thought we'd have nice ones coming in. So we've got John Dobby and Kathy Wright. Hello.
Hi, Pete.
Now, do I sing happy birthday to you both? I'll sing happy birthday.
Thanks.
Get it out of the way. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maggie. Happy birthday to you, one-year-old. Now,
thanks.
People are going, he's lost the plot. He's lost the plot. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Right. Kathy, tell us all about Maggie's, because it's an important birthday. It's a one-year birthday, and we've had a joke, but now let's get on with the serious thing.
Thanks, Pete. It is an important birthday, and we're celebrating that Maggie's Merseyside at Clatterbridge has been open for a year yesterday. Not many people know what Maggie's is as a centre, and it's great that you've invited us to come and talk to you today. So Maggie's is a cancer caring charity that supports anybody who's been affected by cancer. So we're there to support the hospital to provide the bits in the hospital that sometimes they can't provide, such as the additional psychological support, emotional support and practical help. And we're there to not only support the patients, but we're also there to support the family and friends.
Simple as that.
Absolutely.
Joanne, who's Maggie?
Maggie Keswick-Jenks was a lady, a Scottish lady from Edinburgh. In the late 80s, she was diagnosed with cancer. And then in the 90s, she was diagnosed again, re-diagnosed. And her diagnosis was a complete shock to her. It was delivered to her in a way that was very upsetting, as well as the diagnosis of cancer. The way she was delivered the news was very upsetting. Along with the news of her diagnosis, she came around with an idea about how news like that could be delivered in a better way and in a more supportive environment. And at the time, she came up with an idea with her consultant to come up with an idea of a space within a hospital setting, within a hospital environment, but completely unlike a hospital, in which people who had been given a diagnosis of cancer, or if they were with somebody who had a diagnosis of cancer, could go and spend some time and come to terms with what that diagnosis means for people and family emotionally. So she was a very She was a very influential woman. She was a very brave woman. She was a woman who absolutely had a philosophy and could see that philosophy through. The first centre opened in Edinburgh, and unfortunately Maggie died 18 months before that centre opened. So she didn't actually live long enough to foresee what she wanted to deliver. But as a result of her first vision, we've now got centres, Maggie centres, all over the UK and actually even in Hong Kong as well, supporting people. So her vision still lives on through the Maggie's ethos every day.
It's a great idea, without any shadow of doubt. Kathy, let me just be negative once, and then I won't be negative again. There's no way, there's no easy way of telling people they've got cancer. So whatever you do, it's not easy.
It's not easy, and my background is nursing, Pete, and I've worked at the Clatterbridge Cancer Centre for over 13 years as a cancer nurse specialist. And it isn't an easy job, and the consultants who actually have to deliver this news, you know, have to do it in a way that is in a clinical environment and in a way that they have to give people bad news. And they've got fabulous consultants, fabulous nurses in the hospital, but sometimes within that time, there isn't the time or the space to actually come to terms with what you've been said. So hopefully, if people are introduced to the Maggie Centre, which is right next door to the hospitals, people can come in an environment which is not like a hospital. So I'm not in a nurse's uniform, there's no hospital waiting rooms, there's no reception areas, there's no clocks, there's lovely cushions, there's a place where you can have a cup of tea, there's a huge kitchen table. And it's a very warm environment. So hopefully, if people are given a horrific diagnosis, such as having cancer, they can come to an area where they feel supported, so people can actually be themselves and being treated as a person rather than a patient. And sometimes that makes it a little bit easier for them to come to terms with.
With all the cuts, I know this is a charity, so it's, and we'll talk about how hard it is to raise money, John, which it is these days. Would the money not be better spent in the hospitals because of the problems?
I think that's a really good question to ask. And Maggie isn't funded by any government funding. It's an independent charity. And the reason that is because if you did start to look at what's going on in the hospitals, you could actually be influenced to do things in a way that the government wants, whereas if it's an independent charity, you're actually doing what the people with cancer want. And you're right, hospitals are under-resourced, especially within cancer services, but it's great being in a centre which is away from that government funding that we can actually put our own focus on, and we can do it the way that we've got professional advisory boards where we've got top consultants and oncologists and surgeons there who can actually look at the programme that we deliver to support these people who've been affected by cancer that isn't influenced by the government and isn't influenced by different things that sometimes doesn't help in any way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joanne, I'm involved with five charities. I'm a patron of a couple. I know how hard it is, and it's getting harder. It's mm-hmm. not easy, is it?
No, not at all, not at all. There's a lot of very worthwhile causes out there. People don't have as much money, you know, with all of the cuts there are going on and have been going on. We are in a recession. So there's a lot of call on people's time and financially to support organisations. Support for Maggie's doesn't necessarily have to be financial, although obviously we welcome financial donations, but time is really important for us as well. So we have, you know, a lot of volunteers within our centre. Fundraising doesn't necessarily have to be around giving money. It can be about giving your time, helping out with supermarket collections for us, helping out and going giving talks, raising the profile of Maggie's. It's great that we did have our first birthday yesterday, but we are still only 1 year old, and in you know, we are babies really when it comes to the charity layout across Merseyside. You know, there's a lot of really fantastic and influential organisations that we are not competing with, but there's a, you know, there's only so many charities that people can support. So you know, we, as well as looking for people who can donate money for us, we also really welcome people who can donate their time to us.
Cathy, what would you do if they donated the time? What do they do?
Well, to be honest, Pete, I was employed by Maggie's 3 or 4 months before the centre opened, and so it was really important for me to get a wonderful team of volunteers, and it'd be great if you could come and have a look at the centre at one stage. But the building that we're in is quite an intriguing building. It's a very different building. It's nothing like a hospital. So one of the hardest things I think that anybody has to do is go into a strange environment, go into a strange place that they don't know anything about. And we've got a brilliant team of volunteers who are ex-healthcare professionals, who are retired, people who might have had a diagnosis of cancer, and they're there to meet and greet people when they walk into the centre. So they're, if you walk into a strange environment and you're just left, then you, what you're going to do is turn away and go somewhere else. But it, the meet and greet is really, really important. Talking to people who've gone through the diagnosis, making cups of tea, doing a bit of admin work, helping out with the gardens. We had a team of volunteers the other day who were painting our flower beds. So the team of volunteers that we've got can actually talk to the people who are coming into the centre, listen to their stories, and when one of the professional healthcare professionals are available, they can actually direct them to whoever they need to speak to. So without them, I don't think the centre wouldn't have been as successful.
So, Joanne, is the centre about unleashing the pain, the worry, the fear? Is the actual centre, Maggie's, about getting rid of all that ugh?
Absolutely. It sounds a strange thing to say, but it's actually, it's a really uplifting environment. It's a really uplifting place to be in as soon as you walk through the door. And it's that same thing of always trying to describe a building. Well, there's four walls and there's a ceiling. It's pretty much what every building is like. But there is a real thing and a real sense of when you walk through the door at Maggie's that it is, and without sounding too corny, it's like a hug. It really is. There's laughter, there's joking going on, which may sound really unusual within a cancer support service, but there always is. There's always a smile going on. There's always something like that happening. So it is, it's a really important environment to be around like that. On a personal note, my dad was diagnosed with cancer 20-odd years ago. There wasn't anything around like that for us at the time that there is as Maggie's. And if there had been, it would have made such a huge difference to us. I see the benefit of what Maggie's brings to people. I can see every day people who come into the centre and who leave the centre having just... even just sat there quietly for 20 minutes with a cup of tea just to gather the thoughts makes such a massive difference to somebody. Whereas, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, or places even now where there isn't a Maggie's, you can receive quite devastating news. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to get on a bus to go home and you're trying to deal with that information. And it's sometimes in quite a public environment. So Maggie's is about coming to terms with whatever information you've been given. And even sometimes hearing good news can be a real shock to the system. And again, you know, you need to digest that as well. So Maggie's is a place not just sometimes for bad news, but sometimes, you know, when people get an all clear, which is fantastic, it's still a lot to take in emotionally. So Maggie's is definitely around that sort of thing.
It's a dreadful word, isn't it, Kathy? It is. It's got to be the most poisonous word in this world because it's just cancer. Some people cannot say it, even though they've got it.
Absolutely, they can't. And cancer has a devastating effect to anybody who's been affected by it. And even to deal psychologically and emotionally with that cancer diagnosis, you know, these people are going through horrendous treatments. They're going through horrible radiotherapy, horrible chemotherapy that really does affect their quality of life. People can lose their confidence. They're going through horrendous body image issues. And people might not be able to work for 6 to 12 months. So how on earth are they going to, how are they going to live without getting a wage? So, you know, hopefully at Maggie's we can provide that emotional and psychological support so people can get that support through a benefits advisor, through doing some of our stress management courses. People can actually get that confidence and a stepping stone to actually be that person and carry on living without feeling like a patient.
As an ex-nurse, Do you feel that Maggie's is sometimes could be a problem because it's a crutch and people can't let go?
I think when I first started at Maggie's, I did feel like that. And one of my biggest concerns was people could become too dependent on it. But what we've seen with the people who've been coming into our centre, you've seen people come in very, very quiet, very, very sort of like depressed, not talking to very many people, then all of a sudden they've started to use different parts of the programme and they're actually not coming into the centre anymore, or they're only coming in once a month, or they're just keeping in contact with us through emails. And we've actually allowed people to have that confidence, and rather than that creating that dependency, we've actually done the actual opposite.
Simple as that.
Absolutely.
Age group, what about right across the board?
Right across the board for any type of cancer, whether you're the person who is having the treatment or whether you are the partner of someone who's being treated, the son or the daughter or the parent of, even if you're the friend of or a carer of, it's absolutely for anybody who is affected by cancer. So we've had some very young people in. We've had some people, some teenagers in through our doors who can use our services right up to 80, 90 years old.
Tell us again, Kathy, what services Maggie's have got at Clatterbridge.
So what we do is we have do a daily drop-in. The centre's open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, where people can come into the centre and talk to one of our cancer support specialists, psychologists, benefits advisors, or actually come and talk to Joe if they want to talk about fundraising. We've got a programme of support that is very similar to all of the other Maggie centres across the UK. It's all assessed by a professional advisory board. So we do one-to-one psychology sessions, and it's the only service in the country, actually, that actually a patient or a person can actually refer themselves to a psychologist. We do stress management courses, survivorship courses, Tai Chi, yoga, nutrition. We do some singing on a Friday, which is good fun. And we also do some relaxation. And we've just started to develop quite a few support groups with the support of the specialist nurses. So the services that we're creating are in partnership with the hospital. And we work very collaboratively with the hospital. And without their support, they're the ones who actually refer the patients over or suggest that people actually come into the centre.
John, you're the fundraiser. What sort of money does it cost a year to keep?
Each Maggie Centre is about £500,000 a year to run, and that covers all of the programme of activities that Cathy's just described. There's no charge for any of our services, so everything is free of charge, and that is down to coming in and having a cup of tea, having a slice of cake. It's absolutely free. So £500,000 covers all of that, from electricity bills to the literature that we have. We have a library of books that people can use and can access for information, down to our leaflets as well.
Do you buy the buildings?
We do. We actually, Maggie's is a really interesting thing with regard to buildings. All our buildings are architecturally designed. So each Maggie's building, also, they have a very unusual and very unique look. And again, that's keeping them within a hospital environment, but looking completely different to hospitals. So our centre was actually designed by an architect firm called Carmody Groke. And we were very lucky to have been awarded 2 architecture awards in the last couple of months. So the Maggie centres that we are at the moment, and how we're based at Clatterbridge, is we're known as an interim centre. So the interim centre cost around £250,000 to put into place. So yes, again, everything from the ground up, from purchase of land to everything else, that's part of the money that we use, yeah.
Cathy, where are you in Clatterbridge?
Well,
we're on the road down to the Cancer Centre.
Yes, so we're right next door to the Clatterbridge Cancer Centre, and I've worked there for over 13 years, and we're actually where the old toilet block used to be. So we're in the corner of the patient car park.
Oh, right.
So it's great. So whenever anybody parks their car, they can just walk past us, and we're actually a stone's throw away from the hospital.
What made you leave being a nurse?
Well, I was a bowel cancer nurse specialist for many, many years, which I absolutely loved, and I was working with some amazing people. But I felt that I could no longer support the people who I was looking after to the way I wanted to. And I felt, because of the lack of resources, I wasn't able to give them the time that they actually deserved. And I feel in Maggie's, that's what I can do, and I can do it for much better standard. And I haven't got any more additional skills since starting at Maggie's. I'm not better trained. But it's amazing, some of the conversations that I've had in the last year, which have been around the kitchen table, have been much more in-depth than what I've ever had spoken to me as a CNS. And it's so much more rewarding.
Yeah. Got to use this every chance I get, because I'm a great believer in it. As you mentioned, bowel cancer. We get the poo tests sent to home.
Yeah.
Tell everybody how important they are. Just on mine, by the way. Third one.
That's fab, and Pete. Third, that's great.
Third time I'm
good. I would encourage anyone to do the poo tests. And my own dad got his first poo test when he was 60. So it was a lovely birthday present for him. I think that everybody should do it. It's a fantastic screening tool to use. It's so simple, it's cheap. And if it can detect any type of bleeding in the stool and it can make sure that the bowel cancer is detected early enough, there is much more a higher chance of cure. So it's absolutely imperative.
And if you make it fun,
yeah,
play around and joke about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
It is, you know, and say, I've just done my poo test, just to help you put it together.
And I think culturally, that's not what we're very good as at Brits, is it? None of us talk about our bowel function. No. If somebody, you know, trumps, everybody starts to snigger about it. But, you know, it is making people more aware. And I would encourage anybody to do the poo test.
Have you seen a huge change in cancer?
I've been a nurse for over 20 years, and I've always looked after people with bowel cancer prior to this. And I think one of the major changes is there's so much more chemotherapy drugs available, so much more advanced radiotherapy, that people are living longer with cancer and they're living longer with the disease. So people are having more complex treatments, whereas years ago there wasn't that availability and people didn't do as well. And I think, you know, cancer should be treated more as of an acute chronic condition. And with all the great drugs that are available, people hopefully, with screening and things, can be treated better, and their survival rates can be improved.
Maggie's is 1 year old. It's at Clatterbridge. You've opened one, you were saying, in Hong Kong.
Yes, yes.
Why Hong Kong?
Well, that's it. Well, Maggie actually had a personal connection to Hong Kong as a young child. She was she actually lived for part of her life in Hong Kong, so there was that personal connection there. We are expanding. We have as an organisation, as a charity, we've got huge plans and huge ambitions to make sure that there is a Maggie Centre wherever there is a cancer specialist site. We don't see why anybody in Blackpool shouldn't have access to a Maggie's as you would do within Merseyside or anywhere else. So we've got huge plans along those lines.
How can people find out more about you?
We have a website, which is maggiecentres.org. If you want to find out more information about the Merseyside Centre, it's maggiecentres.org/Merseyside. And there you can find a lot of information about us. There's also an online forum on there, which you can go and access a lot of our information. You can also just come and pop in for a cup of tea at our Maggie Centre based over at Clatterbridge.
Just to have a look.
Just to have a look around. Everybody will be greeted, as Cathy said earlier, by a volunteer, by a member of staff with a smile, and you'll get a cup of tea. We make your first cup of tea for you. After that, you help yourselves, because we want people to feel that they don't have to ask permission for anything. They can use the centre as ever they want. So even if, you know, you just want to come in and have a little nosy around, everybody is more than welcome.
Do you have a Twitter and a Facebook yet?
We certainly do. So our Facebook is Maggie's Merseyside at Clatterbridge, and our Twitter is at Maggie's Clatter.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, as we speak, Jonathan will be putting that up on City Talk's page. And if you go to me, P. Price, you'll find a directory. You'll find all those again. Let's have them again, all of them.
Our Twitter is at Maggie's Clatter. Our Facebook is Maggie's Merseyside at Clatterbridge. Our website is maggiecentres.org. And if you want to access the Merseyside Centre, it's maggiecentres.org/Merseyside.
To finish off, Cathy, we're going to leave the last word with you. You've seen people go to hell and back with cancer. You've seen people deal with it in the most amazing way. You've seen, there's nothing I can show you haven't seen before. So what do you say to people who hate that word, who are terrified by the word, who are scared witless with that word, cancer?
Absolutely, Pete, and you're right. I've seen all sorts of different stages of people with cancer, and the most important thing is seek that support, because there's so much support out there. Don't be on your own to deal with it. And even if you've got a big family with lots and lots of friends, it can still be a very, very lonely place, because you might not want to talk to that family member. You might not want to talk to that friend. You're worried about upsetting people. So just come and see us. If we can help in any way, just come pop down to see us.
Cathy Wright, Joanne Dobby, thank you very much for coming in. I didn't know anything about Maggie's. I actually didn't know anything about Maggie's. I've now been enlightened. I will come up for a cup of tea. I will come and have a look, because I'm very curious myself, and I think it's an amazing thing. People are... Late night radio is about helping people. That's what it's about. There are many people out there that you probably have touched and they've never heard of Maggie's. And hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll come, and hopefully they'll get some comfort and support that they really need. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you.